on, stay on.
Log Talk Radio.
If there's a question of my heart, you got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Baby, I've been making plans for
my
stuff
about it. I made it. Look, I'll admit it, albeit pathetic, that I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Guess the idea of that lobby empty, do not sit with me well. It's not your fault they try to get me, cause I'ma need you still, cause I'm selfish, and I need you to myself. Trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail, cause I failed. I see you about to cry, cause when I enter they city, they leave without they pride. I'm sorry. Are you staring at my comments? Fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. Wrong. How dare I say ignore them? Preparing for that day I leave you here and switch you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. It's out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the chart, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong. But I'm promising you better though. Your friends saying let them go. And we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever, no. That's right.
You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans.
The realest shit I ever wrote.
Baby, I've been making plans for you.
The realest shit I ever wrote.
Yeah.
You have a new love. I'll admit it. Let me be hypothetical. If the day I find a woman, I'd probably be scared to share it. The idea of me finding love would run somebody off, but through my wall could use some plaques, but still I got a flaws, brush you off. See, I'm kinda lost. Now I'm up in the club with a couple of moves on. From dark, good troubled heart. Went from falling in love to drunk and falling apart. It's hard, trying to find some time to move on. When we lost our baby, I got shady, she got too dark. Sorry, and I thank you, baby, you strong. My ex before you married to, you solo, I stayed so long. Nah. Good terms, how that ended, but it surely put a dent on how I worry about this business. Off white picket fences, on flights with the children, on site stealing kisses, on off nights my intentions. But I plan to do it better though. But you still saying let it go. We ain't getting any younger. Women love me now,
if
but in your eyes she forever though.
My heart, baby, wow. You got it. It don't belong to anyone. If there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, baby, baby, I've been making plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans.
Good evening, and welcome to Take It to the Sectional. It's going to be another host takeover show. Normally, this would be hosted, tonight's show would be hosted by Porsche. She's out taking care of some personal business, so you'll have myself and Fifi-licious live with you, broadcasting from Chimney Rock. And Court Road is here in Houston, Texas, at Chad's food truck where everything is made hot and cooked to deliver, huh? Oh, Brother Rock. So, I want to bring, with no further ado, I want to bring you tonight's host, takeover host, none other than Woot Mode Radio Network's Fifi-licious. Hey, Fifi. Oh, hold on. Let me. Hey, Fifi-licious, you're live now.
What's up, Brother Rock?
I'm good. Hey, how you doing, Fifi?
I'm doing well, hanging out here at Chad's food truck off of Chimney Rock. Just had me a fish and some shrimp and some seasoned fries. Y'all, I tell y'all need to come out here and give us some, get a plate. Don't be late. We close at 8.
Yeah, the food is good. I just had me some fries. I mean, I just love the hot food. It comes hot, made to order. Everything made to order. And you just can't go wrong with some good old chat.
Yeah, I got to go to the restroom now, though, Rock.
Okay.
I think I let my mouth overload my butt.
Okay. All right. TMI on the air, but that's okay. That's why we're here. That's the kind of show this
okay.
is anyway. We kind of take everything to the sectional.
Okay. All right. Let's take it to
In
the sectional, bro.
In this case, it sounds like you're going to take it to the bathroom.
Okay. Take it to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we got some hot topics we're going to be talking about tonight. So you guys stay tuned. And we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages.
HT made the wave. California dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California dreaming, bad bitches and good weed. 64 Impalas, the beaches and palm trees. She told me let's get hypey, I'm guessing she from the Bay. She said it's been a year or two since she moved to LA. What you talking about? Pour some liquor while we vibing. She say she wanna take me to the Beverly Center and go inside it. Cool, that's how we rockin'. I heard a party going on, my nigga said it's a Compton. Imagine we get it poppin' with liquor up in our system. We vibing all in the mix while we moving it with the rhythm. Cause you can live and die in LA. Even when you're locked in, that don't mean shit straight. Hey, good weed help me meditate. They got the beaches, palm trees, plus the weed and the weather straight. Nigga, I've been trying to elevate. I'm just California dreaming, I'ma go on and let the record play.
California dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
See the sunrise, riding down sunset. Only here for the weekend, I ain't done yet. I don't eat sweets, but baby, we can hit the cookie store. Burn another blunt, yeah, they knowin' what we looking for. 6'4", all the Maybach. She wanna roll with a winner, baby girl, gon' lay back. In the Airbnb, come and fuck with me. Couple bands on the house, living luxury. I'm a Texas nigga, show me how you do it. When she get the playing song, show her how to chop and screw it. Ayy, building connect, I don't really think she knew it. Had to chop it up about it, really getting into it. Ayy, press record on the video. Then knock it out for about an hour, we can watch it on the Vizio. I'm really trying to get busy though. While I'm California dreaming, drinking and rolling cookie dough.
California dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
All right, we are back. We are live here at Chad's Food Truck over here off of Chimney Rock in Houston. And food is always hot for Chad, so if you're in the area, come on down to Chad's where the food is hot. And we got what you want. We got seafood. We got, french fries and chicken fingers and crawfish and fish and all types of delicious things on the menu. So if you're around, don't be shy. Come on down to Chad. So, Fee-Felicious, we are back live. How are you?
Yeah, I'm finna say we on the menu, too. You got Brother Rock and Fee-Felicious, too, on the menu tonight.
Uh-oh, watch out there now. In fact, when you're talking about the menu, one of the things on the menu was your subject you came up to me with today you wanted to talk about. And in our general subject for the whole show is wake up sex and midnight snacks.
Yep, that's a deep topic.
So what did you mean by this when you brought it to me, Fifi? You were talking about this earlier.
Well, you're a man, so I'm going to ask you this question. I just want to know what the hell y'all be thinking about at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning that you got to tap us on the shoulder.
And? You gonna censor yourself?
That you need some wake up sex.
Oh, okay. That we want some in the middle of the night. Well, I think it's just, you know, women don't do that.
I don't do that.
Oh.
And most women probably don't.
Well, I say do it back to them.
If you're going to do it with us, you need to do it with us before my legs close after 12. So,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a restaurant.
Yeah. I mean,
don't
literally,
you
huh?
Think it's fair? You think it's fair for you to wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning to meet your needs? And then I can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to meet my needs?
And what are your needs?
My needs is a midnight snack, like a peanut butter sandwich, y'all.
So you're saying to keep things fair, if a man can wake up a woman in the middle of the night for sex, she should be able to wake him up not a snack he wants, but a snack she wants, which is literally like a sandwich is up.
Yeah. You think you're getting your needs met, why I can't get my needs met? You want some sex, I need a sandwich in the middle of the night. That's my snack.
You know, I can't really say that I would be cool with that. You know, somebody woke me up in the middle of the night and was like, will you make me a turkey sandwich or something?
Uh-huh.
My first response would be, why don't you do it?
And that's what I'm saying. You wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, touch me on my shoulder. How much you need to get your groove on? Is it fair for me to say, why don't you do it?
I mean, people could say what they want, but it's about, to me, that's kind of situational. I'm sure there's some guy out there that might be listening, and he might be thinking to himself, you know what? If she woke me up and told me that she wanted a sandwich, I love her so much, I'd just go ahead and make one. I wouldn't even ask no questions or nothing. So I'm sure there's some guy out there that might agree with you, but me personally, you can't wake me up in the middle of the night and ask me to make no sandwich.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Hell, don't be tapping me on my shoulder, because what you're going to end up getting, and then y'all had the nerve to get attitudes about it, slamming doors.
Not me. I wouldn't. I don't know if somebody's doing that. That ain't cool. But if somebody turned me down, I'm gonna just roll over and go to sleep. I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna get you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might not get you now, but I'll get you later.
Okay. Okay, I'm just saying. I just think it's like EEOC.
What do you mean by that?
You get paid, I get paid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's situation.
What's gonna happen is sometimes women are put into situations where they have to fake it, or you gonna just it's not, you know what, it's not that you have to have it at that time. It's just that the woman is convenient at that time when you wake up or when you get up to go use the restroom or something. So it's not that you really want her. It's that you really want to please yourself. And because she is convenient, you'll take her at that time in the morning. You'll take her just laying there. She's sitting up there saying, "Oh, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up." Just saying.
I don't know. You might have a point. but I'm sure that's not true in every case. I'm sure that in some cases there are men that are really into their woman and they really want to feel them. They want to be emotional with them. And if the chemistry in the relationship is like that, to where they feeling each other like that, she ain't going to mind getting woke up to give him some. She's going to be like, oh, if he breathes on her or touches, she goes, oh, you know, she's just going to love every minute of it. So, and then there are women and men that are sleep selfish, where it's like they're not the type of person you could wake up in the middle of the night for that, because they're just going to be mad. It's just going to be totally ruined. So it's like you got to know who you're with, you know. So it's not all.
We got to start saying, well, I agree with that to a certain degree, but as a woman, you have to, we start making up stuff like my head hurt, my stomach hurt, you know, I got to go to the bathroom, anything to avoid that situation at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And then y'all have the nerve sometimes, soon as we done had a long, hard day, come home, get inside the bathtub, get all cleaned up.
Mm.
Put on your little smell goods and now if I put on a two piece pajamas, some pants and a shirt and some socks and stuff like that, that means I don't want to be bothered. Come in there with some lingerie on, that means I want to be bothered.
Right.
So I
see,
to bed like an Eskimo. I got to go to bed like looking like an Eskimo to keep you from bothering me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, that's good you got a system, because not everybody has a system like that.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Well, let me finish what I was saying first a minute ago. So as soon as we get all freshed up, we looking to get in the bed and to relax, and here you go. Here come your hands.
Oh, I can put it on. Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we got gorgeous Denise here. And the little army girl.
Shara,
little army girl. She got an army suit on today.
So we got Shara in the house.
So what we're talking about, and I just want to get your opinion, because he's coming from a man's perspective. I'm coming from a woman's perspective. So we're talking about wake up sex or midnight snack.
Both.
Both.
All the people.
Both. Who be who?
Okay. In the cahoots, baby.
Who be who? So the question is, women when we go to bed, men wake up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. We're in a deep sleep. And they think it's okay to wake you up to get, you know, to get off.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I wake him up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, I want him to fix me a sandwich.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He need to know why. So if you getting your need met, my sandwich, my need is a sandwich. My stomach, I'm full. I'm hungry.
You know. My motto is treat me how you would like to be treated.
There
you
go.
Like you can wake me up at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I can wake you up, go get that sound.
What?
At 3, 4, 5 o'clock. And I agree.
You know why I don't agree with that? I disagree with that, because the wake up sex is not
for you.
Not doing that. It's you already ready.
See, he wasn't
using
later.
Over. It's not waking you all the way up.
Okay,
you
know? And here's the thing. When you wake up, it's not all or nothing.
Y'all laying there.
Everything goes.
We just want you to just lay on your side, right?
Because you're convenient.
That's convenient. And he wanted to get it on, and y'all enjoy it, and then y'all both go back and back.
We're going to be in love. We're going to fix that sandwich.
You're going to fix that sandwich. Not
every situation is not a one-size-fits-all, you know. It's
and
not
toast,
a one
you
size.
Said you're going to fix that sandwich and toast up bread.
And toast the bread, too. He going to have to put on the Chef Art, Chef Boyardee hat.
That's it.
You know, I think it depends on the situation. You know, it's a case-by-case situation.
What you got to say,
I ain't in the mood.
I might
cut your
ass
out.
Talking
about that.
All of a sudden, your head, you've been feeling good all day. All of a sudden, your head hurt, your stomach hurt, my toe, you know.
Big toe.
Oh, it's hot in here. I used that one time. It's hot in here.
It's hot in here.
I just think it's like she said. You know, treat her like the way you want to be treated.
If he's listening to this show right now, you just gave yourself up. The hot thing won't work anymore if he's listening to the show. If he knows this, that was just a way to get out. It's hot. That was it.
How about when I say this is my body?
No,
I do not want to do my body. I heard the radio people. I know you're not.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go ahead. Yeah, we got a whole line of folks out here at Chad's Food Truck. Y'all need to come on out.
Come on on down to Chad's, where the food
speaking of fish, now if I go to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning, I smell like fish. You going to wake me up?
I'm going to tell you, go take a shower or something.
Take a
give me one of them summer breezes things.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be like, act like a crawfish and back up.
Oh, you talking about like that? Yeah. The shower take care of that.
You know what? You're a freak.
No, I'm serious. Sometimes it depends on the chemistry. I know one time I came home and I was dirty and I was smelling like oil from driving the food day and it turned on.
It turned on.
Then I felt like I was working.
I can say she must not be used to you working.
Work.
Yeah, she wasn't used to you working. So.
It was a fresh relationship, you know. We were just getting used to each other. And, I don't know. It didn't happen like I was like that, you know.
Okay. Let's be straight. Let's be clear.
It wasn't a regular. It was one of them.
All right.
A woman gets in the mood, you know. So something, you guys are weird like that. Something turns you on. It's like, man, he shaved and he squared his beard just right.
Okay, well, in the meantime, call in. What's the number, Brother Rock? And we'll go to a commercial and come back. What's our next topic?
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about the movie Acrimony, a very controversial movie. And so we're going to need some help with this one. So if you guys want to call in and give your opinion about the show, about that subject, you call 319-527-2231
That's 319-527-6621. And let's hear what you think. Was the woman wrong in the movie about Kajari? What's the woman name? Kajari P. Henson?
Taraji.
See, I got you stuttering over here. Shout out to Robin, and thank you for letting me take over your show tonight. She's out there somewhere in the world and enjoying herself, telling it up, probably on her third shot. But anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Right after this. Thank you for listening to Take It to the Section of.
That's on me, baby.
Shine on the beat.
Yeah, you can sleep if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't got for me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby.
I hired the strippers for Tino, mixing B-Long with Valentino. I wore a pinky ring just for the vino. I keep a G like it's Encinos. I take the beat just like I'm Debo. I shoot my shot like a free throw. Opportunity when knocking at your door, but nigga was blocking the keyhole. 1.5 on the wedding. I bet she never forget it. I bet you niggas are deadly. 200 lessons forget it. I got my niggas on call. You got some niggas on style. Pay no attention to y'all. Got you my cushion to fall. Rich up me up, yeah. That's on me, baby. They bitch call 150. And I bought three, baby. You know what's going on. Stop texting me, baby. I'm the big dog. You need to flee, baby.
Yellow bees in my dog. See all this shit I got on with a splash of expensive cologne. Got her all in the zone. Slurping the fist in the moan. Switch up a hit in the homie, she want it. Be gone for a while, it be on in a moment. No ref from it, walk right up on the opponent. For rapping and trapping, I'm truly the king. They still trying to see how I do everything. From music to business to policy, real estate. Used to say rich with the shit on the interstate. Now I make moves to make sure my kids is straight. Hold up, let me get this straight. A giraffe shouldn't be worried about the ways of a turtle. One eat from the trees and one eat from the dirt. You tough on your son, but you timid in person. This shit counterfeit, shit get paid for your verses.
They be so good, make her go in a purse. That's how I find out Pee Wee winning the purse. Now all the demand is all I deserve. Came in the bitch and I had it my way. Go down for respect, let your dad out the way. Looking for smoke, you can have it your way. With patience to spare, I don't have it to play. And beside that, nigga, down trap on the way.
Got all the line on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Hey, race on me, I keep the blue strip.
Blue strip.
She licking on me like Cool Whip.
What?
Left my hoe, I got a new bitch.
New bitch.
New Bentley on my truck. Ooh. Might get the lamb truck too. Ooh. Got a new chopper finna shoot. I got a bitch jumping through the hoops. Got a money racket to the roof. I got your girl, she on me.
She
bad, I can leave her lonely. Why the roadie looking phony? Why these niggas tryna clone me?
Girl,
I get that thing on my hip. She bad, might get a tip. Honey's on me, make a flip. Ooh, she slipping like spring water. You a trick, but a bag on her. I can't trip, I got cash on me. I was broke, had no racks on me. Ooh, pull up like the men in black. Made back in the back of the back. I was broke, had to keep me in check. She was calling, so I might call her back.
My dog front of me a 9, I ain't never look back. Never look back, peace in the moose, same look like cook crack. Wait. G&G laying on the G, shoes quarter key. I'm all about the alphabet, watch cost cover B. Got from Houston, took Atlanta, straight cross state line. My dog just hit me from the fed, talk to him on FaceTime.
Hello?
Yeah, pussy's hating on the G, streets waiting on the G. Bad bitch in my room, about to pump that pussy like Don P. Go hard, no sleep. Valentino's on my feet. Real hustler. 1.5 on the counter next week. That's the way I was raised. Keep it G, baby. G for that Givenchy, that's on me, baby.
That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that out of on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
They gon' clip with them chops. Dirty D, baby. We on that Miley water. We don't sleep, baby. I hit your daughter, I'm the father. That's on me, baby.
I'm your dad.
All these diamonds on me. Gucci designer on me. Your baby be sexy if she end up pregnant, you know me. I ski, baby.
I got a whole lot of money. But I got needs, baby.
So if I tell you I ain't got it, don't be trying to count my pocket.
I got a whole lot of fame.
They love me, baby. The baddest bitch up in the club for me.
Facts.
And that's on me, baby.
Spinning trying to stack these cones. Yellow bees and all, they ain't see this coming. This stack blue, no, you see these homes. Ball out winning, we gon' stack in the summer. All she ever wanted was a trap boy. I used to wanna be, did it like bad boy. Instead I had glad bags and a dashboard. Hood niggas still trying to get a passport. Young nigga drippin' in water. You better watch where you walk. I know you heard some stories. I've been the man since Carter. Yeah, you can snooze if you want it. I'll be in your dream, baby. That Glock on me, baby. I was selling rocks at 13, baby. My niggas on lock, I sent them some cheddar. I sent them some pictures, I sent them some letters. I'm stacking this cheddar, I'm back and I'm better. Slicker than leather, red bottom stepping on flies as a feather. Can get you whatever, anytime, whenever. They digging this shit, gotta buy a new shovel. I'm high in the sky, trying to find the weather. Snooze if you want, you gotta die if you trust.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
These niggas be lying on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
All these diamonds on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby.
That's on me, baby. Yeah, that's on me, baby, yeah. All right. Peace and blessings. And welcome back to Take It to the Sectional with the sit-in host. We got a take-home show with yours truly, Rock Muhammad, and Be Felicious on the show. And we have some guests, gorgeous Denise over here. From what's your show name again? We're going to Free Me Talk. Free Me Talk. Oh, you changed the name, huh? Free Me Talk. We got gorgeous Denise from Free Me Talk in the house. And then we got Sister Shar in the house, representing the DJR all day. And also Chad Food Truck. We're down here at Chad Food Truck where we make the food hot to order. It's hot and burn your mouth hot, but it's delicious. Make your stomach feel real good. So y'all come on down to Chad if you're in the neighborhood. Okay, so tonight, we want to sum up, wrap up the show with our last topic, which to me should be that controversial, but I ran into some controversy talking about this movie, Acrimony. If you're familiar with that movie, you can call in and give us your opinion. You can call in at 319-527-6231. But first of all, I got Gorgeous right here. She saw the movie. So I want to ask Gorgeous, what did you think about that movie, Acrimony? Do you think the man did anything wrong? Taraji, there you go. Taraji, do you think that she overreacted to her loss?
Yes, I think she did overreact. I don't think the man did anything wrong. I think it's her fault for listening to her bitter-ass sisters that caused her to lose everything that she had. She had his back when he didn't have nothing, and she just wasn't patient enough. She let her sisters come in and make it seem like she was doing a bad thing when she really wasn't doing a bad thing. She was what a wife's supposed to do.
Boom. I think that you just nailed it. You just hit the nail on the head with that, because they were married, and richer or poor, destined apart. So that really said a lot, because she was doing what a wife should do. If she believed in his dream, like she said she did, I think she missed out by, falling victim to listening to her sisters because she was struggling. I mean, any success story, if she would have been watching some TED Talks, some motivational speakers, she would have understood that sometimes part of the process of success is sacrifice. You know, with Tyler Perry, he slept in the car when he did his first. So it's like, I've heard Steve Harvey talk about that, when he was at his desperate point. He said he didn't want to do nothing but comedy, and he took whatever little gigs he could get, living in his car, listening to the same cassette tapes and stuff over and over again, music-wise. And Yeah, so I think that they were just on that journey and she couldn't appreciate it because it does take a different mindset to be an entrepreneur.
It does.
It's a situation, they say it's freedom versus security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a regular job and a career, you're more geared toward
security.
But if you're an entrepreneur, you're kind of willing to risk everything for your freedom.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that story was showing, but she just didn't understand the trip she was on or the journey she was on with him.
She knew that she understood the trip she was on, and she understood the journey. Her sisters didn't understand the trip or the journey.
Right.
They wasn't put in that situation to where they had to help their husband out to complete a dream.
Right.
So she knew what she was doing. It's
right.
just that over time,
it wore,
the bitterness
wore down.
Of the sisters wore down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And so what about you think how he handled it? Because I think the biggest mistake he made, it wasn't giving her the $10 million. That should have shut her up. It wasn't giving her the house, getting her mama house back. That should have made her happy, you know. I think the problem, what caused problems was him being nice to her and telling her he loved her forever and she knew where his new apartment was. You know, all of that dialogue and still kind of,
that's where
this.
He messed up at.
Yeah, because after she divorced him, I would have said, that's cool, we divorced, I moved on, you know. I moved on, so now we need some boundaries. You know, we can't just be seeing each other all the casual and talking friendly and stuff because you don't want to be with me no more. And if he would have said that to her, she would have definitely probably had a different perspective and not thinking the woman was stealing her life and on all that kind of stuff. And that's just the way it is, man. You know, when you're in a relationship and it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. People should move on. You don't got to be bitter. You don't got to be enemies. You can still be respectful, you know, but you don't have to be chummy. And you don't have to be friends, but you can be respectful and mindful of the boundaries that need to be set. So, I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. Me and Nene just kind of ended that whole conversation. I think that she gave some very balanced feedback. Because I've talked about this show with other people, and they ain't had that opinion. They think he led her on, and she was scorned and all that stuff. And I say she scorned her damn self because...
damn self, and he fucked up by telling her where he lived.
Right, he shouldn't have told her that. He shouldn't have told her that.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so I just think it's all about a matter of perspective, but the movie was a good movie. It was definitely kind of like a... Fatal Attraction kind of vibe, but he just should have stopped communicating with her and stopped telling her he loved her and he should have moved on and just kept it that way. So you were the honest guy. There's a lot of guys out there that get hurt by women that, you know, lose their mind in those circumstances, you know, and it was a good piece. Good piece. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. It was a takeover show. Poor Shay is actually out of town right now. She's taking care of some business. And we want to thank y'all for listening and tuning in to another episode of Take It to the Sectional. I'm Brother Rock, signing off. Be Felicious. Be Felicious. You want to sign off with me tonight? She just disappeared.
What?
Be Malicious. Be Malicious. Well, we're signing off for the takeover show. So, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I want to say thank you, Brother Rock, for having me on tonight. I truly enjoyed it. And I want you to think about what I said while you out there on the freak meet. You think about what I said, all right?
Right. Okay. I will
treat me the way you want to treat me. The way you want to be treated at 2:00 in the morning. Remember, wake up sex or midnight snack.
All right. Well, I'm not going to add anything to that. I'm just going to shut this thing down. Y'all have a good night. Thank you for listening to Take It to the Sectional. I'm your temporary host for tonight, Brother Rock, and that was Fifi Licious. You have a good night, and hope to see you next week. Good night.
You had me at hello. Could never make you happy, girl. It must be the devil. Beautiful life. Don't break my heart. Tell me, beautiful life. She's an emotional wreck right now. She got some things on her chest right now. I bet she's looking at my text right now. So hit me back, don't do me fast like that. Can't take you back if you in the past like that. On the reason why you been in your bag like that. Don't get this shit confused. You lied to me, I won't believe you again. But fuck that shit, you'll never see me again. Came in my life and now you leaving again. You telling me beautiful lies. Don't break my heart. Tell me beautiful lies. I want to believe you when you say that you always love me that way. Tell me beautiful lies. Beautiful lies.
What can I say? Nothing I can take back. Getting farther from the right track.